This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial with your ABCs and 123s. Today, our topic is Coupled But Not Married, 5 questions to ask to protect your finances. More and more couples are choosing to live together before getting married, and some are foregoing marriage altogether. According to the Institute for Family Studies, 70% of couples live together prior to marriage. And while no one wants to jinx the relationship by planning for a combined financial future, it's important that partners are on the same page when it comes to finances. Here are 5 questions couples should ask each other when moving in. 1. How will we handle daily expenses? Groceries, dining out, utilities such as internet, water and gas bills. It's important to establish upfront who pays for what when it comes to household costs. Many couples split bigger expenses, like a mortgage and rent, based on their salary ratio to keep things equitable. But there are also other things to discuss, like whether or not each member of the couple has access to others' finances. Say you want to invest in a home remodeling project, or there's an unexpected need to purchase new appliances. Who covers that cost? Considering this ahead of time can help avoid the need for a rushed conversation and alleviate unforeseen tensions. 2. What happens to our shared assets? If one of you is moving into the other's homes, chances are the residence is already in one partner's name. Decide ahead of time what the two of you will do if the relationship dissolves. Who keeps the resident and who moves out? What happens to the furniture you bought? Have these conversations early so that you're on the same page. You may even want to keep a record of who purchased larger shared items, just in case. 3. What if someone loses their job? Assuming both partners earn income at the time you move in together, it's important to talk about what you'll do if one partner can suddenly no longer work. Maybe there's a layoff or an illness that forces one of you to take medical leave. Income made by individual partners is not considered communal property for unmarried couples, so there's no legal grounds for equal division of income or assets. Discuss how finances will be shared in the event one of you can't contribute a stable income. Couples can use a cohabitation agreement to lay out the details of these what-if scenarios, so an agreed-upon strategy can be followed if the unexpected happens. 4. Who makes decisions in a medical emergency? No one likes to talk about worst-case scenarios, but it's important to have the conversation early. If a married partner is injured or falls seriously ill, their spouse can make medical decisions on their behalf. This does not apply for unmarried couples. If you want your partner to have health care and or financial power of attorney in the event you're unable to make decisions for yourself, you need to set up the proper legal agreements in advance. While this can be an uncomfortable topic to bridge, you'll be happy to have the security that a sound plan provides if you find yourself facing an unforeseen circumstance. 5. What about taxes? There are many tax implications for unmarried couples to consider. For example, if two partners share a child but aren't legally married, only one can claim the child as a dependent. Couples who aren't married also don't get to file their taxes jointly, even if they share a residence, which may mean they miss out on a variety of deductions and credits. On the flip side, unmarried couples aren't responsible for whatever outstanding tax debts their partners may incur. Work with a financial advisor to determine how you can best prepare your finances to take advantage of and be aware of the tax consequences of your relationship status. Relationships need careful planning and attention to detail, as do personal finances. For those who choose to live together prior to marriage or forego marriage altogether, it's important to ensure finances are being protected through careful planning with a lawyer and a financial advisor. This has been your ABCs and 123s with Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.